Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another opportunity for us to gather together to worship the Lord in praise and worship and to gather around the Word of God together. Whether you are watching on video, whether you are listening via CD during the week or on our website sometime during the week, we are so grateful that you have taken the time and chosen to spend moments of praise and worship and gathering around the Word. I want to say thank you. As we continue to journey through these coronavirus, COVID-19 quarantine days, of the ways in which our church family is rallying together to continue to move forward in the mission that God has given to us here on this earth. Last weekend, Easter weekend, we were blessed to be able to continue to have our Easter egg hunt, though in a different way. Families did not come to the church facility, but rather received Easter egg hunt to-go kits in order to take home and to do the Easter egg hunt and the gospel lesson in their own homes. It was a wonderful blessing for 100 children in 45 or so different families to receive kits, to be able to have fun with an Easter egg hunt filled with candy, but also to be able to walk through the story of Jesus from birth to death to resurrection to his ascension, and the opportunity to recognize that Jesus died to erase our sins. We are so grateful for all who participated, whether donating candy or filling eggs or working to get the word out or praying. We're so grateful for the opportunity the Lord gave to us to be able to share the gospel with those 100 children and those 45 families. And we're grateful for you who have played a part in it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We could not have done it without you. Second thing I want to say thank you to is even in these days of financial unemployment and job loss, for your faithfulness in continuing to give to our local church ministry. Though we have been down just a tad, many people have asked, how are we doing financially? I'm glad to report that even though it's early in these days, that we are doing okay financially. Many of you have continued to give, and we are grateful for that. As you have mailed in checks or dropped them off at the church, we are so thankful for your sacrificial and faithful giving. One thing that I want to announce to you is that very soon we will be launching online giving, and very soon you will be receiving an email when that has gone live on our website on how to be able to access online giving. And so if you have been giving and would prefer, instead of writing a check and mailing it in, or I know these days there are some who don't even have checkbooks, everything is paid online. And so if you are interested in utilizing online giving, there will be an email that will be coming to you sometime soon to be able to give you instructions. And that will so be watching your inbox. Feel free to give the church a call. Give me a call. We'd be able to help you get those things set up if you have any questions. One last announcement when it comes to giving, as you have been so faithful in your giving and in your sacrificing and offering your best to the Lord. We, several weeks ago, had an international worker from a region in the world that was particularly hard hit by coronavirus long before it came to our country. And we had decided that we wanted to be very generous to keep that work going and even to allow it to move forward as people were very open in that country to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there have been a number of you who have given to that response, coronavirus response giving opportunity. And we want to continue to give you that opportunity through the end of this month, through the month of April. If you are interested in doing that, you just mark coronavirus response on a check, or as online giving would come, you'd have opportunity to designate that as well. We're grateful, though, especially in these days, as the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, that each person should decide in their heart what they are going to give, not under compulsion, so that we would be able to give freely and cheerfully, for God loves a cheerful giver. In no way do we expect, we are just asking that the Lord would lead each of us in our response as we give to our local church, as we give to those in need around us, and as we give to those in need to the ends of the earth. We're grateful for the ways that you have been so generous in these days. May the Lord bless you, even as you have sacrificed and taken these steps of faith. And so as we begin this time of worship this morning, before we would sing our praises of and songs of worship to the Lord. Let's look to the Lord together in prayer. Father, we are grateful for the privilege that we have to gather together. We're thankful, Father, that you are a God who supplies all of our needs. We pray especially these days for those in our country and in our world who have lost jobs, who are facing economic hardships specifically. Father, we pray that you would meet all of their needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May we as a church family be your hands and feet too, to be able to reach and to meet needs as they become available and as they become known. Father, we trust you for the provision of our lives. And Father, this morning we rejoice in you because you have provided for our greatest need, and that is the need for the forgiveness of our sins, for the need for our broken relationship with you to be made right through Jesus and his work on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later. Father, we rejoice, for you are all that we need. Father, you have given us everything that we need for life and for godliness. May these moments of worship this morning, may these moments of gathering around your word, may they refresh us, may they strengthen us, may they encourage us, may they equip us to be able to live on this earth, especially in these unique days, to live well as we walk with you. May it equip us to love others well also. Father, we love you, we worship you, we welcome your presence to come and to meet each person right where we're at, that we would, Lord, be drawn nearer to you so that we might be sent to be your agents of hope in this world. We look forward to what you have in store for us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Let's worship together.
Good morning. I hope that you all had a blessed Easter celebrating the resurrection of our Savior. Even though that may have looked different than in years past for many of us, let us continue to fix our eyes upon Jesus together this morning. Let us continue to encourage one another in our faith and seek our hope and our peace and our light in Jesus alone.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failure, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Fight before us, you're the brightest, you will lead. for us. You're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm. Fire before us. You're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm. Fire before us. You're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
God, we praise you for who you are. God, we thank you that we can have trust, that we can have faith, that you will deliver us, that you will provide for us, that you will walk beside us, leading and guiding us. Jesus, we thank you that we don't have to do this life alone. We thank you, God, that you are never changing, that you are love, and that you are good, and that you are sovereign. Jesus, we thank you.
So good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending presence of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, breathless love of God. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, but the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, yeah, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, yeah, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love surrounds us. Fresh on us, we need you. the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, yeah. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
God, we thank you this morning that you are a personal God. That you allow each and every single one of us to have a personal relationship with you. God, we thank you that you are a good God, that you chase after those who are running from you. God, that while we were sinners, you still loved us and laid your life down for us. We are undeserving of your love and mercy, and yet you still offer it to us. You still offer yourself to us. God, we just ask that this morning, as we seek you together as your church, that you would just draw us ever closer to you. God, reveal yourself to us. We just ask that you would overflow each and every one of us within our own homes this morning, God. While we are not able to gather physically in person, God, we still seek you and we still seek to unite together. And so we ask that you would bless this effort this morning. Just let us know you more, God. Reveal yourself to us this morning. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing thought, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Jesus, we thank You for paying our ransom. God, let this good news fill us with so much excitement this morning, as if it were our first time hearing it. Let this fuel us in the days ahead, in the way that we reach out to others, in the way that we seek You, in the way that we speak, in the way that we act. God, we have hope in You, and only in You. We are so blessed to have this hope, Jesus. I just ask that as we go about these next days, especially during this season, that You would fuel us with the desire to share this hope with the world around us, that we would see those who are in desperate need of Your hope and Your love, Jesus. They need it now more than ever. We just ask that You would use us as Your hands and feet as we go about this life. Pray all these things in Your name, Jesus. Amen.